Venter Blog in an echoey gallery in Newport, and we're with
Bonnie Zata,
Annie Leonard,
Charlotte Bilson,
Oliver Tam,
Will Pankhurst.
And collectively you are
the young curators.
And we've got paintings not scattered, carefully placed, thought about, around the bottom of the walls. Yeah. It's interesting to see an exhibition at the very, very early parts of it.
Oh, it's not really the early parts for us. This is sort of feeling more like towards the end, but
you should have seen it earlier when we were painting all the walls, wrapping all the other works up from taking the other exhibition down.
Oh, right, you've had the whole thing of taking the other exhibition down as well.
Yeah, Will's been here since 9:30 filling holes and things. So.
So it's the real life experience of what it's like running a gallery.
It's not as glamorous as people see the finished product. You get quite dirty, painty, like dusty and stuff. It's really not glamorous at all, like this part of it.
And how have you gone about, I mean, the paintings and the artworks that we can see around here, how have you gone about selecting those?
Last Sunday we selected them all. We had a massive, people brought them in on
Friday and Saturday, and then this Sunday that was just gone, we so all came in together into the theatre
and made a decision and had to reject a few and select a few. So.
And how did that feel, that sort of the guilt associated with the rejecting stuff?
Well, you don't really, it wasn't too bad because we didn't know the people, so wasn't too bad.
Yeah, we did it anonymously.
Yeah.
You didn't see their tears of rejection.
And we sent emails back. And
and so how many, in total, how many bits of art came along?
About 50.
About 50, 60,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, it was probably about 60, because there was 40 the first day. It was quite a good response, but obviously it's a very large gallery, so.
And it's the first time that this project's gone ahead, so we weren't expecting that many.
We weren't sure. We had to sort of wait until the Friday to know what we were going to get. We could have ended up with nothing.
Picture in the middle of the wall. And, and so how did you put the call out for artwork?
And we devised a brief, and we sent that out to schools and libraries and stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, and then we advertised it on Facebook, and we put the application up for download on the Key Arts website. So.
And where did you get? Do you know which one gave you the most feedback? The most
Facebook, probably.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like a good platform to.
It's good for marketing.
Market things to young people in particular.
We made some posters as well, didn't
and
we?
And went on Radio.
Oh yeah.
And done a broadcast. Yeah. Like telling people to bring in the works and stuff. So. Yeah, we've also got an advert playing on Isle of Wight Radio as well.
Well, that's nice of them to support you.
Yeah, they've been really helpful for the thing.
That's good. And so it's predominantly students' work here, or it's all ages, is it?
13 to 19-year-olds.
So if you're island-based, like some of these people at university, but they commute, and so as long as you're 19 or under, because Will's 19, aren't you?
We had to make the decision at the start of the project what age to choose.
Yeah, it was our choice, but it's like obviously a junior open, so we could have had it from like 5 upwards, but we thought we'd stick with this age.
And what was the reason for that? You thought maybe the work would be more developed, or...?
We just thought with such a specific brief, it might be easier. Yeah. Not easier, just...
I think it's quite hard for a 5-year-old to answer where they're going.
Yeah, and we'd also have multiple entries from schools and primary schools, so you'd want all their work covered.
Yeah, we sort of wanted it more.
And also
like an
rejecting younger people's work would make us feel worse than rejecting someone who's 17, so...
Yeah, well, that's all good logic behind that. And the very beginning of this, how did it come about, start with this?
The whole Young Curators project?
Yeah.
Well, the project, I think, is funded by Enquire at the Key, and it was advertised at schools to like be part of the team.
Tim
like
and Georgia
the Young
came
Curators
in.
Training,
Tim and Georgia came in and did some workshops, and then they said, gave us an application form.
And we were all interviewed from...
About
30 people or something, I think.
And then we were shortlisted to
eight of us. Yeah, it was 10 originally, but we ended up as 8.
I won't ask about that bit. You're all from different schools, or from the same school?
We're from, Annie and
we're all from
Ollie from Medina.
Carisbrook.
Okay.
So, all different schools.
A few of us are from Cowes and
from the college.
Yeah,
from college. Okay. That's quite nice having it, because the island can be quite modular, you know, people don't necessarily mix between schools or different areas.
We've all been able to go into like our art classes at our schools and like talk to them and sort of advertise it with it amongst our peers. So.
Yeah, and a few weeks ago we went to Eastbourne on a gallery trip. That was good. We all bonded, I think.
Just to see sort of like the organisation of a gallery,
yeah,
the space.
Inspiration for hanging and stuff.
So. Right. That's good. So the experience so far has been fantastic. I mean, I've heard a little bit about dust and paint, but apart from that, it's all been really positive, has it?
Yeah, it really helps towards like portfolios and stuff. I've recently had a uni interview, and it works fine. Like, the unis love hearing about it, where it's not to do with schools and stuff.
Hands-on experience.
And also the marketing, business, the actual selection side. So there's a lot of like team working as well, so... Mm. It's really good for like uni applications and portfolios.
Right.
Yeah.
So differentiate yourself in some way.
Yes, yeah, it's not just about the art environment, because there's John, isn't there? Who isn't here at the moment, but he's not particularly from an art background, but he's sort of like into the business side of it.
The marketing, business, and doing like spreadsheets and stuff.
Right. Well, you always need someone doing spreadsheets, don't you?
Yeah. The emailing.
And we're previewing, aren't we, on this Saturday?
Yeah, this
the 12th,
Saturday, the opening.
2 till 4.
Right. And some cake, some drinks.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome.
Is that part of the marketing, is it? Cakes and drinks.
Cakes and drinks, yeah, from the Key Cafe, so.
Okay.
Yeah. We've also got the prizes, haven't we?
Yes.
We've got 3 independent judges who are coming in.
The island artist
Barbara Taylor, the head of Inquire, and one of the Futurators from Portsmouth, which is a similar programme to this.
Yeah, it's like the young curators of the Aspect Gallery in Portsmouth. Yeah.
They're judging the works, and then at 3 o'clock, first prize is £100.
Wow.
Second prize is £50, and third is £25. So,
how much of that do you think was an inducement for put paintings in, or do you think it was just they wanted their work displayed?
I think it was more about work display, because at this time we're all wanting it to put it on our CV, aren't we? And it's quite a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it's great for other people to be able to see your work. Yeah. It's a good platform, because young people on the island, there's not that many spaces anyway. Mm. So I think it's a...
Well, I think the offer of £100 first prize gives someone an incentive to like get off, pull their finger out and do it.
Yeah.
That's good. So Saturday, Big Bash, is it open and people come along?
It's open to everyone.
Opened at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
And then we're open until April time, aren't we?
April the 16th.
Yeah. It's the end of the exhibition.
Right. We'll have to take it down.
Not
then.
From Saturday.
No.
Not a constant free game.
And do you think that you've spied the winners already? Have you got your sort of your top fives?
It's not up to us, is it?
No.
But personal views.
Whoa.
I'm not going to ask which ones. I'm just wondering
you've seen some really good pieces that have made an impact.
I think there's a couple that will like definitely be up in the top.
In the shortlist.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got some. There's some nice sculptural pieces.
We've had a nice range of medias. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got film, sculpture, painting, photography.
I think we've got about 3 films now. And then
right.
Yeah, also, the young curator's done a collaborative piece, which will be up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So. You've had time, I mean, in between all of this stuff, you've had time to do...
Just about. Not going to be with our best artwork,
no,
so are they?
Isn't one thing, it's all separate pieces, but put up as the young curator's piece.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
They're hanging together. So.
Okay, well, look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for it, and good luck, and... Glad it's been a good experience.
Okay, we'll come along.